the president, after visiting the facility, appealed the chief executive of the Ghana Gas Project, Dr. Asante, and the entire staff of the Ghana Gas to ensure that the facilities were maintained, which has ensured last time. He also indicated that the current transformation hinges on the availability of power, and therefore the president was concerned about the long term, and therefore appealed also to the chief to ensure that there's a cordial working relationship between the Ghana Gas Processing Company as well as the traditional authority, so that there will be a peaceful environment for which your company should thrive. The other concern of the president was requests for roads and other infrastructure projects. And the president indicated that, yes, he is aware of what is happening, but the problem challenging him is a lack of resources.
What was the response of the people he was appealing to?
Yes, I would say the Omahine of the area, Awola Mishapinle, who spoke on behalf of the people, commended the president for the visit. But his concern was that, yes, they will work hand in hand with the gas processing company. But the other thing that they need is that there should be job opportunities, job security. They are in an environment where there's gas, and the risk associated with gas is very high. Therefore, his concern was on two issues, human and job security one, as well as the security of the people in terms of their safety. So therefore, as a president, yes, you come out with one factory, yeah, one district, you come with a lot of initiatives, but the president should ensure that every community, especially those around the gas processing place, get their fair share of the national project, so that their job security and sustenance will be assured. And therefore, though about the security, so far as safety is concerned, the presence of the police, the military, and other paramilitaries were around. It was concerned that the efforts should be ensured that there's adequate police and other places, so that the people will know that, yes, we are working on their safety, and that if there should be any disaster or emergency, adequate care and services will be available to cater for them.
Our correspondent also mentioned other places the president visited.
He also earlier on visited Hafasi, where the fishing community was concerned about the lack of adequate premises for being able to manage their fishing processes. And the president assured them that once he had the Minister for Fisheries around, Madam Afolekwe, that he are working around the clock to ensure there's adequate and frequent supply of free prints well. The president also raised a vaccine, where he's also addressed the favor of the people.
Correspondent Desmond Kujo reporting from the Western Region.